The first time I had symptoms, I suppose, gout symptoms, a kind of attack, was just after my final. So I was in my early 20s, and what I got was a whacking great pain in my foot. Really, really painful. The kind of pain where you don't want to put your foot down, don't really want to walk on it. Though as it happens, it doesn't actually make it any worse, I don't think. You know, it doesn't actually increase the pain, but it's so sore that you don't want to do anything about it. And at that stage, it wasn't diagnosed as gout. And the GP looked at it and prodded and poked it and went, I think even at that stage, he said something like, oh, well, it can't be gout because you're too young for that. And he sent me to A&E and they x-rayed it and said, well, it's not like you've broken something or that you strained something or something like that. And they probably sent me away with some painkillers. It's so long ago, I can't remember now. And that first initial attack lasted weeks and weeks, and it was just really, really painful. And then after that, I kind of ended up having these attacks, and I'd have them every couple of months or something like that. And, you know, I was doing a lot of running at that stage, and so a couple of times I did go and see physios. Top flight physio, was Olympic, you know, dealt with the Olympic team and all of that. And then he got it and prodded and poked it and went, I'm not sure there's anything actually that I can do that's right with that, because it's probably gout. And I said, no, it's not gout. They told me it's not gout. And he said, well, actually, it possibly is, you know. So there was a number of visits over that period to see GPs who most of the time said, no, it's not gout, it's something, we're not sure what, that sort of thing. And it wasn't until, I'm trying to think, probably 7 or 8 years after my first attack, where I finally got a GP who sat down and went, that's gout, let's do some proper tests. And he took some blood tests, and he actually talked me through it, because he said, even though they, you know, uric acid levels are not that high, the thing is that by the time I get to you, or you get to me, as it were, your uric acid levels will be dropping. And so, yeah, he got me onto the preventative drugs at that stage and gave me the right drugs to control it as well at the time. But it took a while for that to then settle down after that. What was different about this particular GP rather than the two or three I'd already seen? A, he took it seriously. B, he didn't look at me and say, well, you're young, it's probably a sporting injury. You know, he actually dealt with what the symptom was and what the problem was. I think the other thing was that he also said, because I've been told in the past, well, you're too young for gout, because I was still in my 20s at that stage. And he said, that's a load of nonsense. You know, you can have gout at any age. It isn't just an old man's disease. So in terms of my treatment, I'm actually now very happy with it. I mean, obviously, I wasn't so happy in the early days when I wasn't getting, when it wasn't diagnosed. But now I'm, you know, I think it's very well managed. It's reviewed. It's understood, at least by me and my GP. So, you know, I think it's fine. It's not an issue now. In some ways, it's quite hard to describe an attack. An acute attack. It's pain. Okay. I suppose that it sounds a bit stupid, that, but it is. It's pain. But it's unlike other pains in the sense that it's not, you know, when you've got a twisted ankle or something like that, then the pain goes away if you have the ankle supported in the right way, in the right position. Gout pain does not go away. It's there, and you can't, you know, there is no comfortable position for it in that sense, if you know what I mean. You can't lie on your side, you can't lie on your back, you know. Putting pressure on it makes it worse, but not having pressure on it doesn't make it any better. It's miserable, particularly I find at 3 in the morning, where really all you want to do is cut your foot off. There's those wild fantasies that go on in the middle of the night, you know, when you're tired and stressed and in pain, and really what you want to do is... I don't know. I ended up having hot baths in the middle of the night, you know, because that seemed to be about the one thing that actually did make it better. In terms of where I've had it, I mean, classically, it's in the big toe, in the ball of the foot behind the big toe joint. And predominantly, most of my attacks have been in that joint on my left foot. But they've also been in the same joint on my right foot, on my ankles, and on my knees. And in fact, in my worst moments, all at the same time, all of those joints. And that was miserable. In terms of length of time of those attacks, in the early days, they could be weeks. Not full on, really, really painful all the time. Not at the, you know, the really sharp end of the pain, but you would have, you know, I do remember it being weeks for those joints to settle back down. And that's quite hard, you know, because you're sleeping badly and you're miserable because you're in pain. And, you know, normal sort of anti-inflammatories, your ibuprofens. Why am I taking them? Because they don't actually seem to be making any difference whatsoever. Once it had got to the point where it was diagnosed and I was getting proper gout treatment as opposed to just generic painkillers and anti-inflammatories, the attacks are shorter, probably a few days. So, I mean, obviously, I was having more attacks before I started taking the allopurinol. Basically, what happened, once it was diagnosed and once I was put on the allopurinol, then it took me probably about a year for it to settle down. So I was still getting attacks in that time, but we knew what it was. Therefore, we knew what drugs to give me, so the attacks were shorter. You know, once it settled down after that initial year, that worked. And so I went gout-free or symptom-free for a good few years. And it wasn't until the early 2000s when I was having a conversation with the GP and we'd dropped my dosage level of the allopurinol and I still wasn't getting any attacks. And eventually we sort of said, well, okay, let's see how you go not taking it, because maybe it'll have settled down. Maybe that was a mistake. And for a while, I was fine. You know, it was all right. It wasn't too much of a problem. But I did then have just a whacking great attack. And it was in my knees as well, which is particularly miserable. So it did come back, and then it took another year on the allopurinol to settle it all back down again. So I probably haven't had an attack for 5 years, 6 years, something in that area. But I'm taking the allopurinol, and I intend to take the allopurinol, you know, unless there's some issue, reason not to, because it's, you know, there's some side effects to it. I intend to take it for the rest of my life. What triggered the attacks? I think it's probably stress. Looking at it. I mean, I don't think that's the only thing. I can think of, there are classic points on where I've got it. So, you know, my finals. Leaving one job and starting another job. So those kind of things are the things that trigger it. I think those stress points, and we're just thinking about my alcohol intakes at those, also those points, I probably, you know, there are, those would be at, you know, after my finals, would be possibly at the point where you are drinking more than you are normally, which is not a huge amount in my case. I don't think that helps, but I think that's a second order thing. So the thing is the stress thing, probably coupled with dehydration and then too much indulgence on the alcohol front, really, would be what my triggers are. So all of the attacks and the effects are actually quite short term. They're not having a long term impact in terms of, you know, me not being able to do sport or work or anything like that. It's very much, okay, while I'm having an attack, this is miserable. I'm not doing the things that I would normally do. But once I'm not having an attack, I'm doing everything as I would normally do. So it's very concentrated. You know, when you're in pain, you're in pain. But it's not led to anything outside of that where there's been joints that have been damaged or anything like that. So therefore restricted from doing things from that point of view. It's been okay. So the treatments I've had for the acute attacks, I've tried three different drugs. Diclofenac, colchicine, and one more that I can't remember, but I have tried it and I can't remember the name of it. But I've tried all three of the standard, three that I'm aware of, medications for gout. I've only been given colchicine for acute attacks once. And that was, I don't know, there was something quite weird about it because it was that, you know, you get it, you're so used to having all your drugs in your blister packs and you get this bottle and there were 12 very small pills in it. And you know, there was this thing about, well, you can only have this much and do not take, you know, don't ever take any more or anything else. Or, and it was a bit frightening, really. It's sort of, well, not frightening, but unsettling. And that, okay, this stuff's a bit, it didn't really work for me, I don't think. Yeah, it didn't really make that difference for me. It wasn't my drug of choice, I suppose. Did it upset my stomach? I think it probably, yeah, it did mildly upset my stomach as well. So it was a bit of diarrhea, but yeah, not huge. So in terms of my treatment, the drug that does seem to work for me is the diclofenac, which again isn't, you've got to take it, you know, with food, make sure you don't get upset stomachs and stuff like that. But that does actually seem to curtail the attack for me, but it still takes a few days. And maybe that's why colchicine doesn't work, because you can only take it for 3 days. I think with the kind of diclofenac, I'll take it for 3 or 4 days, and then we're bringing it all down slowly. And then, you know, it's not a wonder drug. It's not take this pill and your gout disappears. It's very much a take this drug and keep on taking it for a few days, and then, you know, actually it takes the heat out of it, the pain out of it, and slowly it comes down to manageable levels, and eventually it'll go. So now that everything's under control on the preventative drugs, the gout has no impact on my life whatsoever, really. It doesn't stop me doing anything. It hasn't modified any of my behaviour. It's not even something I have to think about, really. Occasionally I make comments about it and get people roll their eyeballs at me, but other than that, it's not really a part of my life. I suppose the only thing that I now do, which I didn't, is probably a direct result of the gout, is I drink cherry juice rather than orange juice. Actually, I now much prefer cherry juice than orange juice, and that came out of too much acid. Citric acid was supposedly bad, and this theory that cherry juice is supposed to be good. I suppose the only other thing that I have modified is that I remember discussing with the doctor about, you know, what were the triggers, one of which of course is diet dehydration, and therefore as a consequence of that I probably now drink a lot more water than I would have done previously. People's reaction to me telling them I've got gout is normally a kind of raised eyebrow, really? And, you know, that kind of, was it a dissolute living when you were younger? You know, were you sinking 20 pints every night and things like that? And that's most people's responses, is alcohol, overindulgence, do you drink a lot of port? In fact, I did actually stop drinking port for many years as a consequence of gout because of that kind of response. I don't anymore, but I do drink a little every now and again because I like it. I mean, those kind of responses have never made me embarrassed. I've never not said it. It's just, I don't think anybody's ever taken it really that seriously, to be honest. So, yeah, no, I'm not embarrassed by it at all. If I was to talk to somebody who had just been diagnosed with gout, first thing I would say is, take the preventative drugs. That's the first thing I would say. But also stick with it. You need to realise that it will take time for that to then manage the condition. So it's not going to stop as soon as you start taking the drug. And like I say, I think it took me about a year for that taking allopurinol to be to a position where I wasn't getting gout attacks. And so that's the kind of message I think I would give to anybody, is that stick with it, take those drugs, it will work, it will be managed, and actually, as long as you've not had it so it's damaged joints because it's been that bad, really, it's not really a big problem.